live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much, Craig Good. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, May 4th, 2024, Kentucky Derby Day, as you heard us just talking about last segment in the E-Block. And we are once again about to activate our National Communal Forum. As Mary shared at the start of hour one, the full and detailed recaps from our three-plus weeks of travel in Europe are now posted on our show website. So have you missed any or all or want to hear it again of what we shared and experienced during our big Let's Go America tour in London or from the 14-day Seabourn Expedition cruise that was part of the big Let's Go America tour United Kingdom, you can now go see all the photos, click on the audio links to the live broadcast, read some of the testimonials, listener comments, a lot more. So we hope you'll go check those out. However, this is week 216. 216 weeks we've been doing this now, Mary, for the National Communal Forum. These segments are our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion to engage the nearly 580 weekly affiliates airing the show nationwide. And it's what we like to do to get original real-time reports on an array of topics you're likely not going to find anywhere else. So, Mary, who are our guests today?
All right, let's get to it. Holding for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline are Julie Warden, Program Director and General Sales Manager from our Norfolk, Virginia affiliate, AM 790 WNIS Radio. We have Greg Tisch, show host from our Tallahassee, Florida affiliate, FM 93.3 WVFT Radio. And Carlos Tovias, Program Director, linked with our Portland, Oregon affiliate, AM 860 KPAM Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to have all of you here with us. Julie, I'm going to start with you. Mary and I are headed to the Old Dominion State after next week's show for the big Let's Go America tour over in Hot Springs. And 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be over at the historic Homestead Resort broadcasting live. So,
Listen,
Virginia is near and dear to us as we were married in the state. And your area of Virginia is one of our favorite with Williamsburg, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and some of the other coastal communities. Now that we're into May, and the busy summer season soon going to begin, I'm sure things are already, you know, starting to hop down there. Can you share some of the lesser known or maybe rarely publicized things about your area that you say make it a great destination for travel?
Well, a lot of the lesser known things are probably not our signature events, but I do want to mention that Bob had called me to see something about coming on during the December months, and I said, we really come alive in the spring, summer, and fall. 757 Tidewater Coastal Virginia, whatever you want to call it. I mean, we are known for our beautiful beaches, waterways, our incredibly rich history, our thriving ports, strong military presence. And of course, I mean, there's an amazing musical art and wine festival almost every day. I mean, almost all year long. But they start now and they go probably through mid-November. So, but also, you know, I mean, this is known through a lot of people, but we're proud to be home to the largest concentration of the active duty and retired military personnel in the country. Mm-hmm. We will first honor our men and women in uniform by kicking off the Memorial Day weekend with our Patriotic Festival, which used to be on the beach. And I will say that was quite fun. We've moved it to Norfolk. It's from the May 23rd through 26th. Huge lineup of great acts and fun and celebrating all that is Norfolk and the harbor. It's just amazing. It's really one of the biggest festivals. It's become one of the biggest. But, you know, we also have our signature events like the East Coast Surfing Championship, Harborfest, Williamsburg Live, the Neptune Festival in the fall. I mean, that's just, it's a festival city. I mean, seven cities. It's not people might say it's nine. But we have great theme parks, obviously, Busch Gardens, Water Country USA, you know, modern museums like Nauticus, the Battleship Wisconsin, Mariners Museum. It's just such a great place to come when, you know, for families
Julie, what I could hear is the enthusiasm,
passion.
The excitement.
It makes me want to get in the car and go live there, Robert. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, so at some
great
point,
area,
there we are.
Julie.
There we are.
Yeah, so. Thank you. So let's head west to Carlos. Portland's Cinco de Mayo Fiesta is the largest multicultural festival in the state of Oregon. And I think that may surprise some of our listeners across the U.S. Carlos, I just did our 60-second daily travel commentary for our affiliates yesterday on how Cinco de Mayo has risen. risen a lot in popularity here in the States over the years. Talk about how Portland celebrates with your fiesta, which I believe started yesterday and, of course, will culminate tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of event that everybody wants to join because one of the things, the main attraction is always the food, you know. Yeah. I know you have mariachi. I know you have a good wine. You know, you have good beverage and obviously tequila. I don't want to say it loud, but tequila is one of the things that let's go test it. Let's go and try it. But the food is always the main attraction. It's three vendors. They will be serving delicious food, snacks, and desserts. And you know, the tacos are the tacos. So you have the chance to taste the food. It's one of the most authentic food you can imagine or try.
Well, between Julie and now Carlos, we have two. Again, this is what we love about this segment. Carlos, thank you for that. So, Rudy, now the pressure's on Greg in Tallahassee. So, why don't you take it and go to Tallahassee, Rudy?
Well, he's got the state capitol behind him, and Ron DeSantis, who I understand you've interviewed a couple of times. Greg, what I know Florida's increased in popularity, people moving there. How has that impacted your area, and why should I move to Tallahassee or your area at least?
Well, one, I'm jumping in my car to head to Virginia and Oregon really quick because it sounds like there's some amazing things going on. But we're lucky here in our area is each of the coastlines all have their own names around the state of Florida. And the Tallahassee area, that our coast, is the Forgotten Coast. So we're not like your Miamis, like your Destins, your Pensacolas, Jacksonville, all built up. That we're more nature-driven here. And there's so much beauty that is here that is really undiscovered to a lot of the tourists and a lot of the people coming in, because there's a saying in Florida, the further south you go, the further north you go. The further north you go in Florida, the further south you go. And our area is just, there's just hidden gems around every treasure that have been mentioned about Virginia that don't really advertise as much as the glitz and the glamour of Miami Beach or it's I love it. And so many of us love it. And so many that come to this area absolutely love saying, this is not what I expected out of Florida at all.
No, I think
does it suggest it's more affordable?
Yes. I would say so. Now, there are areas that are around us where the houses are multi-million dollar houses, that there are those, but there are things that you can get into that are a little more affordable than the rest of our state.
Okay. And hotels and food, I presume, are a little, maybe 10% less than Miami?
Well, it depends on if it's football season or not. Football season, that is completely different. Football rules around here.
Well, this is Greg. We know you're in the Southeast. That, of course, that's going to be all right. So I want to make sure of something with Julie. So, Julie, you gave the Patriotic Festival. That is May 23rd to the 26th. I want people to be aware of that. Confirm that there's the dates, correct? 23rd to the 26th, you said?
They are, correct. Okay, yes, great. Absolutely. Coming up.
All right, so that's, and we appreciate you joining us today very much. We know we've got the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta going on, Carlos, with you there in Portland. So all of our stations in Oregon and certainly in Portland, they can come out and enjoy that. And Greg, obviously, if we want to have a more affordable way to experience Florida, you have given us that in Tallahassee. So thank you to the three of you for joining us today. We really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We thank you so much for being an affiliate of our program. We couldn't do it without all of you. So have a great weekend, okay? Folks, after this quick sponsors break, Red Carnation Hotel CEO Jonathan Raggett's going to join us from London for today's Personal Connection. Your favorite travel radio show returns in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all 7 continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Ever notice when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them ask for just one day of peace and quiet? Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all her responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out and tune into something great with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Their audio quality rivals the big audio brands you know and love at a price you'll love even more. With 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, Raycons are perfect for all-day listening. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find the link at armworldtravel.com. If you owe back taxes, fair warning. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we move on from the NCF and our look at communities across America, our transition for this G-Block is going to take us across the Atlantic back to London, and we're sponsored by ScenicUSA.com.
If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships will welcome you with a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. Every day is a new chapter as you indulge in adventures inaccessible to ordinary travelers.
River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. With five unique dining venues where chefs prepare a vast selection of regionally inspired dishes, you'll have unlimited premium beverages available to you anytime. You can enjoy a morning soak in the Vitality Pool, be pampered by your own butler. And what we like is these are small ships with big spaces. Visit ScenicUSA.com to secure two-for-one fares plus $3,000 in savings. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
3 weeks ago, many of you heard us broadcasting the show live from London at the Milestone Hotel and Residences. That's a Red Carnation property. And we also visited their newest location, 100 Princess Street, while in Edinburgh earlier this week. Ashford Castle in Ireland and the Old Government House in Guernsey are two other Red Carnation properties we've taken the show to in the past. We really appreciate the company and the level of hospitality they provide. Joining us now via Google Meet is their CEO and show friend, Jonathan Raggett.
Well, Jonathan, nice to see you here in studio with us today. It was certainly nice seeing you 3 weeks ago in person while we were in London. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, great to have you with us today. So earlier this week, while in Edinburgh, Mary and I, we spent some time at your newest property, 100 Princess Street. The very lovely Laura Jameson, the resident manager, gave us a personal tour of the property. We also got to enjoy some of that specialty tea blend with your food and beverage manager, Rory McKinnon. That property, Jonathan, it is in a league of its own in Edinburgh. I know the pandemic impacted renovations and delayed its opening, but now that you are open, share why you chose to open a location in Scotland and the fun city of Edinburgh.
Great. Well, we're super excited now to have a Red Carnation property in the heart of Edinburgh, a hotel that sits on Princes Street looking up to the castle. The opportunity came around that clearly so many of our leisure guests come to Europe, come to London, and then go off to Edinburgh. And we always thought if we could find the right property in Edinburgh, we would look to acquire it. And this property, Princes Street, was actually in need of some severe renovation. It really was in a poor state of health. So it was bought for a good price, pre-COVID, as we just said, and it certainly has delayed our opening. But having got through all of this now, we've really designed our 30 bedrooms, because it's a very small five-star boutique hotel with an exceptional bar, exceptional restaurant to go inside. And we believe it will be a fantastic match for our properties in London and elsewhere that Red Carnation Hotels have. Yeah,
league of its own.
Well, we agree. It's like walking into someone's well-appointed home. It's absolutely stunning. And it's really, to me, it was like an oasis, just having tea there with the view off that busy, bustling street of Princes Street. So congratulations on that property. So You know, Jonathan, since Red Carnation doesn't operate hotels here in the U.S. currently, a number of our show fans may not be as familiar with the brand, so I want to point out you're part of the Travel Corporation. Few of these brands may be familiar to our listeners. They include Trafalgar, Contiki, Luxury Gold, Brenda Vacations, and others. So back to Red Carnation, and every time we stay at another property, we see it again and again and again, how everyone in the company just gets hospitality. And there's such a clear pride with all of the members, from the doormen to the housekeeping to the management and executive team, to work at such beautiful and prestigious properties. Talk with us about the level of training and education that you provide to your team, and how the Tolman family has really influenced the minute details to the level of hospitality that you guys provide for your guests.
Thank you, Mary, for those kind words. And yes, we are family-owned, we're family-run. I've been in the company now for 25 years, when we had 3 hotels, and now we've built up to 19. And what we do in the company is that the real cornerstone of our business is to train, to develop our people, to give them confidence in the job, and to give everybody an opportunity to get as far up the ladder as they want to within our business. And over those years that I've now been within the company, we have so many people that have started in X position, and with the right training, the right development, now holds management positions, senior management positions. And I think the culture, the whole DNA of the family, caring, investing in people, us continuing to develop people, therefore brings out a really strong personality of Red Carnation, and everyone literally eating and breathing it and wanting to do their best. And as I always say, I think we do offer genuine hospitality. We do care. We are kind. And I think behind all of it, you need a strong work ethic, which, of course, we all have too.
Yeah, you're also they're also personally connected to the guests and each other.
Well,
it's
there's no question. And Jonathan, you're an example of it yourself, as well as in the position with the company of what you're talking about. So it's just not words. But, you know, I want to build on that personal connection sentiment that Mary brought up, because a stay at a Red Carnation property, it's more than just the on-property hospitality. And what I mean by that is, you know, your team helps create and curate these local experiences with various partners. You know, for example, there's the private performances with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, right? There's private talks at the British Museum. I one of the things that I love when I saw on the list, can learn to make traditional Irish soda bread on a sheep farm in the west of Ireland. So, you know, we've worked with Hilton for a number of years. You're not going to find that at their properties. You're not going to find it at a Marriott or a Hyatt or a Wyndham or others. You're never going to compete with those brand or those companies with budget size or scale, but you can compete on service and outpace them. So do you consider that what makes Red Carnation different?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, Robert. I think, you know, really caring about each and every guest that comes. We want to exceed expectations. We want people going away, A, wanting to come back themselves and telling their friends, their family, you should go and stay at a Red Carnation hotel. And of course, if somebody likes something, they talk about it, that helps. And then just to go back to your earlier point, is that we believe now people are booking experiences. People are booking what they can do in our locations. They expect a 5-star bedroom to have a comfortable bed and lovely toiletries, etc. That's the norm. It's reason to come. Why go to a Red Carnation hotel? And we've also got these Make Travel Matter experiences. And with that, you come to one of our locations and you can help the community. You can get involved and see what's happening, so you get that full experience. So one very quick experience perhaps I can give here in London, because we did one yesterday, is our chefs take you to Borough Market. This is really good for families and children. Borough Market is where the foods, the vegetables, fruits, etc. are brought in by the farmers and they sell it. And we get children going with their parents, and some people don't know where carrots come from. They come from supermarkets, and to learn actually the fields and how their process comes through. So they go with the chef, they learn about the produce, they buy the produce, so that's great for the farmers and themselves. They come back to the hotels, and then in the kitchen, they actually make it. So it's a kind of 360, it helps. And I think a lot of people now, when they're going to holiday, looking to vacation, are also looking for a little bit of education, a little bit giving back in some cases.
Yeah, they don't want the cookie cutter experience.
Right.
We agree with that.
Jonathan, you currently have 19 hotels in the portfolio. You have 3 properties in South Africa, a location in Botswana. You're in Geneva, Switzerland. I'm really curious to hear, are you looking to expand, or are you focused on other things right now?
So, Mary, I think personally, I'd be very. I'm not the stakeholders, so I work on behalf of the stakeholders. But I get my way. My choice would now is to protect and to give back to each and every one of our Red Carnation hotels we have, rather than spend the monies we make on a new hotel. I think our strategy, very much now, over the next few years, is to reinvest and make sure each and every bedroom, restaurant, bar is as perfect as it can be. And of course, that's only half of it. You've got to make sure the plant is right. You've got to make sure your boilers, your air conditionings are right. And they're very good, but I want to make them 100% great. And I think all hoteliers during COVID actually slipped a little bit on something like that. Over the next year or two, I want to make that as robust as I possibly can. But I won't say never, but I think for the next year or two, that's very much the way we'll go.
Well, and that's how you'll keep your high level of service high as well.
Yeah. And there's something in that, Mary, that I know people now. It's small enough that I know enough people. And you're right, getting too big, I'd lose a bit of that.
Yeah.
So 30-second answer on this, but do you feel, though, that the Red Carnation properties, the 19 in the portfolio at this point, do you feel you've rebounded successfully from the pandemic?
Yeah, we last year we had our most successful year ever. But I think in this business, Robert, Mary, we all know you're as good as your last day. You never, ever reach the summit. You've got to go out every day hungry, wanting to do better and be better than the competition. And as I always say to anybody, I'm brutally competitive and I always want to be the best I possibly can. And I'm the best I possibly can with the amazing teams that I work with.
Well, Jonathan, knowing you, we know what you just said. You are brutally competitive.
From that cycling ride a few years ago, too.
Folks, he's not kidding about that. Well, Jonathan, listen, we really appreciate the time, you know, on this Saturday with you. Good conversation. Folks, you can find out more, redcarnationhotels.com. And again, the level of service you'll experience when you stay with them, it'll be excellent, I assure you. So enjoy the weekend, Jonathan.
Thank you very much indeed. Robert, Mary, thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, Mary, there goes Jonathan. I see the screen has just gone dark. Great property, folks, in Edinburgh that we experienced this week. As we said, a league of its own.
Totally. Totally different.
And we hope many of you listening out there will enjoy a Red Carnation property at some point. When you do, let us know. All right? As we pause for this bottom of the hour break, when your Robert Mary World Travel Get-Together returns, Rudy will check in with today's right stuff. There are still three more segments coming your way. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Ready for your next adventure? Well, when you're a member of AMAC, which is the Association of Mature American Citizens, you know that the journey matters just as much as the destination. This is your opportunity to join a community of more than 2 million members who love America. Plus, you're also unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits as well. AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, food and dining, and much, much more. AMAC even offers international health insurance plans, so you'll be free to experience the world with the confidence and great savings that make travel more enjoyable. But AMAC isn't just about seeing the world. It's also about protecting what matters, like the values that make our country great, even our Social Security program. In fact, members have access to AMAC's celebrated Social Security Advisory Service. It's a valuable benefit to help you navigate retirement and the Social Security landscape with ease. So whether you're planning your next trip or need a hand dealing with the complexities of Social Security or so much more, AMAC is by your side. Visit AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry today to join, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Let's head to the Patriot Mobile Show, the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with a man who has just come out with a lavish book that, I tell you the truth, weighs 7 pounds. But there's a whole lot of good information in those 7 pounds, as well as stunning photos. John Waterman, welcome to the show. And I've actually built up some arm muscles reading your book, Atlas of Wild America. Congratulations. It's a fabulous volume with incredible photographs. I just want to know, before we begin, are many of these stock photos from National Geographic? Did you take some of these? They're just gorgeous.
Well, our mission was to find the finest photographs to really express the wonders of these landscapes. And in that mission, I took a lot of the photographs myself. I did a lot of aerial photography flights, and over the last 50 years, I've had the opportunity to go to these places and photograph them. So I'm honored that a score of the photographs in this big book are my own.
Well, congratulations. My guest is also author of 14 other books, from a study of accidents on Mount McKinley to the Colorado River, and lots of books involving mountains. Now, I want to make clear, this is not a book just on the national parks of the United States. Not that there's any wrong with books on just the national parks of the United States. This book has such incredible information. I mean, it ranges from a graph or a map showing John, the sound quality or the amount of the noise level, that's the phrase I'm looking for. The noise level in certain places is much greater than somewhere else. Obviously, that's not a wild place, unless it's an urban wild place. How did you have put so many elements in this book. I want you to sell it. You got 200 maps, historical, contemporary, great graphics, great images. But what do you think are some of the unique attributes of this book compared to, say, a book only on national parks?
Well, this is a book about wild places and legislated wilderness. And I'm a map lover, have been all my life. So it's not only a book of maps as an atlas. There are over 200 maps in the book. It's a book of photographs and a book with a great deal of narrative text as well. So we wanted to give the reader the sort of the full experience visually through the maps and through these narrative texts, and take the reader, if you will, on a journey to go to some of these wild places. I also had the opportunity to write of my own personal experiences in many of these places. So there are brief vignettes of adventures and mishaps and wonderful experiences that I've had.
That leads me to ask you, is there a wild place that you're particularly fond of?
Well, I am always on the lookout for a new place to explore. But if I have a look at the several dozen areas that I've chronicled in the book, I would have to say the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is one of my favorites, at least because I've visited it more than 8 times over the last 40 years. It's a very hard place to get to. It's a huge area. The refuge itself is administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's the size of the state of South Carolina, with 8 million acres of wilderness. You can run into all 3 species of bears there, including the polar bear, and over 200 species of birds as well. So it's an amazing remote wilderness filled with wildlife, and where you can find ample.
How do you get there? How do you get there, John?
You can only get there really by bush plane. Suppose you could walk there, but you'd need several weeks to get into.
I guess what I should ask is, where would you take that bush plane out of?
Most people fly to the Inupiat village of Kaktovik on Barter Island in the Beaufort Sea, which is the Arctic Ocean. And then they take a bush pilot from that island on tundra tires to some remote place within that South Carolina-sized refuge.
All right. This is what I want to say to our listeners. If you love wild places, you have to get this book. This is the Bible of water places in the United States. It's written by John Waterman, and you can find more details by going to his website, Jonathan Waterman, with just one end of Waterman at the end. JonathanWaterman.com, isn't it, Jonathan?
That's correct.
JonathanWaterman.com. Take a look at this. This book is just gobsmackingly cool if you like outdoors and wild places. Jonathan, congratulations on such a great job.
Well, thank you.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by zapmydebt.com. You know, there's nothing worse than knowing you're in debt and falling further behind. It's a heaviness that can weigh on you day and night. The frustrating part is that the system is designed to trap you in debt while the hole you're in gets deeper and deeper. Insanely high interest rates on credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off that debt. Which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap called ZapMyDebt.com. This company has new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances, and stop those threatening phone calls, all without bankruptcy or a loan. Before you do anything else this weekend, check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. ZapMyDebt.com, or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. And now we're off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to connect with Taverly Anglin. Am I pronouncing that last name correctly?
Yes.
Hardy Anglin. If you are a cyclist, Ms. Anglin is someone you need to hear from because she's the executive director of warmshowers.org. Taverly, welcome to the show. Please, just take center stage and explain for us the connection between touring bicyclists and an organization called Warm Showers.
Thank you. We are this global organization of touring cyclists and hosts that come together to provide reciprocal hospitality. So if you're a cyclist going on tour and you want to connect with a local community, anywhere in the globe you can find a host that has signed up to open their doors to welcome you to have a little break along your ride.
This sort of sounds like couch surfing for bicyclists.
Exactly.
And I gather... this is only open, well, because I've looked at your website, I know the answer to this, but our audience doesn't yet. This is only open for bicyclists. So if you're looking for a free place to take a shower and bed down, you're not on a bicycle tour, this is not for you, right?
Right. If you're not on two wheels, we're not for you.
All right. Do hosts charge anything for this?
They do not. This is a free hospitality exchange service because the cycling community is very passionate and open and strong. And a lot of cyclists become hosts themselves. And a lot of hosts have cycled or they even just enjoy the cyclist's stories along the way. So there is a single registration fee when you join our community, but there is no fees exchanged between cyclists and hosts.
There are other things on your website besides a listing of people who are willing to host folks. There are folks who can put them in bicycle routes or can ask about bicycle routes. What else is available at your website, which is warmshowers.org?
Forum community where people post that they're looking for riding partners, if they're looking to buy or sell equipment, or even just the best advice if you're going to another country that you've never been to before on best ways to move your bicycle or even transportation to take or ways in which identifying a route that might be ideal for you on your tour.
Did you start warmshowers.org?
I did not. I'm one of the trusted people behind the scenes that make sure all the pieces connect so cyclists and hosts can connect.
Are you a bicyclist?
I am. I'm also a host, and I absolutely love doing both. I love to ride my bicycle, specifically with my father. He rides a recumbent bike, so we tend to do a little bit slower trips when we cycle.
Where are you based?
I'm currently based in North Carolina, and our organization is a U.S.-based nonprofit out of Colorado.
And what's the longest biking trip you've taken, and how many homes were you a guest in?
Really good question. I think that my longest trip actually has only been a number of days. And for me, being a part of the organization, I tend to ride incognito. So I don't necessarily always share that I'm the executive director of Warm Showers, because I really just like to sink in and meet the communities. But I've been all over in usually short day periods of time, within 3 to 5 days.
What do you think they're going to do if they knew you were the executive director?
You never know.
Hire a band. I don't know what.
You're right. I just like to, when I'm out on the open road with the wind in my face, I like that to just be my focus, not the work side of Warm Showers.
All right. And how many members do you have on your website?
Wow. You know, we are now approaching upwards of 190,000 people in all countries of the world.
That's a whole lot of people.
It really is.
And a whole lot of bicyclists. However, we just have about half a minute left, but how have e-bikes affected the membership?
Really interesting. We do find a lot of people on e-bikes, if they're doing longer tours, find it easier to navigate, and they're welcome in our community. But in a lot of cases, people really in the cycling community like to find the adventure part of it. So they're not necessarily focused on how their bike is powered.
Okay.
Whether it's their legs or a battery, it's kind of, for a lot of people, it's a personal choice.
I'm glad to hear that. Taverly Anglin is the executive director of a nonprofit organization called Warm Showers, all one word, .org. You can check it out, particularly if you're a bicyclist and you'd like to host somebody or be hosted. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, because the journey matters just as much as the destination. Membership starts at just $16 and unlocks a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, cruises, theme parks, shows and events, movies, food and dining, and more. It's also about protecting what matters, like the values that make our country great, including helping you deal with Social Security and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. It's the only home security system we recommend. The system blankets your whole home in protection. It's got sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/carry. That is simplysafe.com/carry for 20% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You know, we always enjoy talking about products that we use ourselves. And when Mary, Rudy, and I travel, we're using Travel Pro luggage for our broadcasting equipment and our personal items like clothing and accessories. Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers. For over 2 decades now, they've taken pride in their design innovation and durability in crafting the highest quality luggage for experienced travelers. Whether it's their Max Light Series Travel Pro's lightest collection that Rudy uses, their Platinum line that Mary and I use, or even their Great Cruise Series, Travel Pro has transformed travel since they created the original rollerboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro luggage. Get the luggage we all have and then start enjoying your new travel companion. You can find Travel Pro at Macy's, Amazon, eBags.com, and other top luggage specialty retailers. You can also check out TravelPro.com. They'll list all their retailers there. They'll also provide online discounts. And you'll find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I bring all of you back now to the New York City area once again for the J Block, Deals of the Week have our attention and we're sponsored by patriotmobile.com/carry.
There are many options out there for phone service, and when you switch to patriotmobile.com/carry, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedoms, our Constitution, as well as military, veterans, and first responder heroes. They offer the same dependable nationwide network we all want and need, accessing all three major networks so you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding agendas that you disagree with.
You know, folks, this is a win-win because it's money you're already spending anyway, but now it'll be working to help make a difference. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Visit patriotmobile.com for more information and to get free activation. You can also call 972-PATRIOT and use code CARRY, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsor.
All right. Now, Robert and I thought we'd share some travel deals, and here are a few that we've uncovered for you. I'll start with May. May is Military Appreciation Month, so if you're a vet or current military, you're often going to find sweetened travel deals through airlines and specialized companies who offer military discounts year-round, like American Forces Travel. And also, we interviewed the CEO of Veterans Advantage a few years ago in 2021.
Oh, yeah, remember him?
Yeah, so the company, he's still involved, is now called WeSalute.com, and I definitely recommend they have partnerships with Value Pricing with all kinds of travel companies, including the major airlines and hotel companies for the military. So take a look at them. Again, that's WeSalute.com. And then if you live on the East Coast, this is a little travel tip. If you're looking to go to Europe and the flights to Europe are too expensive, go through Reykjavik, Iceland. Icelandic Airplay serves up regular specials to entice people to explore the other side of the Atlantic, particularly if you live on the East Coast. So they have some really good deals right now. They're called Weekend Break Flight Specials, a number of dual continent itineraries at really great prices, some clocking between $150 and $200 each way. And they're departing from cities like New York, Baltimore, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and Boston. And they're all ending in major hotspots from London to Amsterdam.
Yeah, even if you're listening to the show in Seattle or Phoenix right now, where we have stations, or Denver, you know, you can always fly to Boston or D.C. and then just take
absolutely,
the flight.
Absolutely, and then hop up there through Reykjavik.
So that's a travel day, exactly. And just Reykjavik alone in Iceland's a good place to go. So I'll switch up and I'll just say, how about camping? Any of the campers out there in our audience right now, campingworld.com, if you go to, they're having their Grill Fest, 50% off grills, griddles, and smokers. If you need any hitches or towing essentials, you're getting 30% off. Or chairs, rockers, and recliners are all 50% off. That's campingworld.com, so you can go check that out. Now, let's say, ever want to do a safari?
Yes,
hey,
with
safari.
A capital Y.
Colette, show sponsor, mm-hmm. right? Colette, right now, I saw on their website, it's their Wilderness of Southern Africa. It's a land and water safari, 15 days. It's $7,300. It's actually $7,298 per person. You break that out, $485 a day.
Yeah, okay? that's great value.
33 meals you're going to get. You're going to be able to go see the Big Five roaming in nature that everybody wants to go see
right,
over there.
Right.
National parks you're going to be going to there. Anyway. Colette.com, go check that out. Under deals, you'll find that. But let's just say that's a little over your budget. That's not going to work for you. Mysteries of India, they're offering right now. Also 15 days, $3,000 a person. That's $200 a day. 26 meals, you're going to get 7 hand-picked accommodations, 2 choice options. You're going to go to the Taj Mahal, Old Delhi, a number of their national parks, Amber Fort, so much more. So Colette.com, check that out.
Great deals. I'm going to go back to camping for a minute. Getaway, the company who rents full-service cozy cabins across the United States that include private bathrooms and showers and other hotel-like amenities that you don't often find when you camp. Well, they're offering 20% off all bookings through June 1st. So you have until June 1st at locations across the U.S. And you just need to use their code. It's on their website, getaway.house.com. The code is LUSHLIFE. And then Rocky Mountaineer, that's a bucket list, those rail journeys for a lot of people. They have some really great sales right now until May 31st. Save $780 per couple on their Canadian routes and save $1,000. That's a lot per couple on Rockies to the Red Rocks journey. And that includes the 2024 Sounds in the Southwest package. It's available on all service levels. And again, that offer ends May 31st.
All right. Earlier this hour in the G Block, we had Jonathan Ragged on, and we mentioned in our sponsored show segment about ScenicUSA.com. I do want to mention that again because they are offering right now 2-for-1 fares on European river cruises. That's for all 2024 and 2025 river cruises. They also have what they're calling their Scenic Select Savings. You can get an additional $1,500 per suite on select 2024 European river cruises. And if you pay in full, you're going to get up to a $3,000 in flex credit that you can use to, towards booking airfare or whatever else. OmniHotels.com, okay? Two offers they're offering right now, longer days, longer stays. They're calling it now through September 2nd. You can save 20%. You'll get 15% off if you stay just two nights or less, 20% if you stay three nights or more. You got to book by May 23rd, stay through September 29th, and all bookings must be by September 2nd. Or their second offer, which I love, they are, by the way, the official hotel partner of the PGA Tour. They are offering at 11 of their properties an exclusive PGA Tour package. You're going to get luxury accommodations, one round of golf per registered guest per day, unlimited use of the driving range, $100 resort credit. You're going to get a welcome amenity and a lot more. There are a number of properties around the country, one of which I will point out, the Omni Homestead Resort in Hot Springs, Virginia. That is our next big Let's Go America tour. Two weeks from today, Mary, we will be there broadcasting live. So go check out OmniHotels.com. And folks, with that, if you missed any part of today's two-hour live broadcast for any reason, by about 2 p.m. Eastern time today, the full broadcast will be posted on our website, so you can access it anytime, anywhere, under the episodes at rmworldtravel.com. That's a wrap for Hour 2 on this May 4th Kentucky Derby Day edition of the program. May the 4th be with all of you out there. Until next Saturday, when we're back with you live starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time for another 120 minutes of the fastest 2 hours in travel. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.